Hey, you guys, welcome back to my Flickers of Fear show, where we talk about horror movies. Now, as I said, this month I'm just doing random ass movies because there had been a lot of stuff that had come out, on Shudder and various other streaming services that I wanted to watch and catch up on without having to worry about fitting them into a theme. And this was a movie that a couple people had recommended to me. Now, this is a Shudder exclusive as far as I'm aware. It originally came out in 2021 and it's called Hellbender. Now, I didn't look too much into the background of it before I started watching it, but the minute I started watching it and saw the woman playing the mom and the girl playing the daughter, I was like, oh, this is the same family that made the movie The Deeper You Dig, which me and Tom talked about probably like a while back. So if you don't, this is like so cool to me. They're called the Addams Family with just one D, which I think is super cute. So there's three of them with, you know, extended family also. So John Addams is the dad, and then Toby Poser is the mom, and then they have a daughter named Zelda, and they basically collaboratively write, direct, edit, do the costumes, do the music, do all this stuff for their own movies. So they're like a little family movie making collective, and I think that is so awesome. So I think that I remember, like, when we talked about The Deeper You Dig, which was actually quite awesome, it's very surreal. This one has a similar vibe to that, but it's considerably less surreal, but it does have the kind of weird imagery and stuff like that that The Deeper You Dig had as well. So if you liked that one, then you'll probably like this one too. And I really like that they're exploring, it's a completely different story than Deeper You Dig. This one is a lot more witchy, demon-y type situation. So it's that kind of thing where I feel like where The Deeper You Dig was more like a murder mystery ghost story type thing, but more surrealism. But yeah, so I think it's really, really cool that this, and like I said, what a time to be alive. You have like a little family and they do pretty much everything. Like they make all their own movies and they seem to be kicking ass. I mean, these movies are pretty damn good, I have to say, for as presumably low budget as they probably are. So Hellbender, I've seen it compared to the movie Raw, that French film. And I didn't get that, but once somebody said it, I was like, oh yeah, maybe, I guess I see what you're saying. Because what it is, it's basically sort of like a coming of age, like a girl coming of age type story, like coming into her own power type of thing. I think that's sort of what they were talking about, like why it was similar to that. But so what you have is the mom, who I don't think is ever named actually, I think she's just mom or mother. Who's played by Toby Poser, the real-life mother of the daughter in this. Now, she lives with her daughter, Izzy, played by her real-life daughter, Zelda, and they live in this kind of farmhouse on this really, really isolated mountain. Now, we find out through the course of the story that mother has basically told Izzy that she can never be around people ever, because she has a really rare, like, immunodeficiency disorder. So it seems that up until this point, this hasn't really been a problem, because they actually do seem to have, like, a really good relationship with one another. They have a little band together, like a two-person band called Hellbender, and they play little gigs. They have costumes, and they play little gigs, like, in their thing. And actually, the songs in this are actually quite good. They sort of reminded me of sort of like 90s indie rock or like Riot Girl type stuff. You know, like, I don't know, maybe like Breeders or something like that in that kind of area. So yeah, so I'm assuming they wrote all their own music for this as well. But I just think, so that's like one of the things they do to entertain themselves. They're also make a living, or they eat actually by foraging. So they basically go out in the forest and they're vegetarians and, you know, they just kind of eat plants and whatever it is that they find out there. Now, as I said, this seems to be a good situation. Now, the mother does actually go into town to get things because, yeah, it would be hard not to. And Izzy draws, you know, so the mom will go and get her new charcoal pencils or a new paper, like new drumsticks or whatever. But Izzy always, once she gets older, she gets like a teenager, she's kind of like, hey, can I come to town with you? And the mother's like, you know that you can't do that. You know, you're sick. You can't be around people. So that's basically what she tells her. But obviously, Izzy is getting to a point where she's like, well, why can't I be around people? This is like, you know, she's like, I love my mom and it's fun out here with her, but, you know, I need friends my own age and shit like that. There's also, I mean, there's a prologue that basically says that this is going in a witch direction because there's like a woman and she's being hanged and they hang her and then everyone's kind of standing around watching, but then she like comes back to life essentially. And then somebody's like trying to shoot her and it doesn't work. So she can't like die. So you know that this is some witchcraft is going on. And that becomes more apparent too, like while mother is in town, she's buying some stuff at a store and like this really old guy sees her and says, gosh, you haven't aged a day or something like that. Like you used to be the nurse for my grandmother or something like that. And she's all like, oh, you know, you must have me confused with somebody else or whatever. So you know that there's probably something supernatural going on here. Now, so the little idyllic thing that they have going on, like up on this isolated mountain farm, is interrupted by, like, one day Izzy is out drawing or kind of like just farting around out in the woods, like on their property, which is actually quite large. And this hiker kind of turns up and he's like, man, I am so lost. Like, I parked out on this on Highway 209 and it's like, I thought I knew where I was going and the GPS fucked me over or whatever. And this hiker is actually played by, you know, the kid's real dad, John Adams, who is also producer, director, you know, all that. So yeah, he's just kind of like, you know, hey, can you like tell me the way back to the highway or what's going on? Can I get some help or something like that? And she's like, yeah, I'm not allowed to be around people. And so she starts backing away. And then I don't know if I want to spoil this or not. What happens? Well, like I said, you pretty much know that the mom is a witch. It can like do magical shit. So I will say though, that she sees this hiker dude and is like, yeah, I think I need to take care of this situation because we don't want anybody knowing, like, what's going on up here. So she takes care of the situation. Let's say that. Meanwhile, Izzy is just getting more and more dissatisfied and doesn't understand why her mom won't let her leave. Now, one thing that the hiker said to her, like, before he was taken care of, was that she's like, oh, I have a niece, I think it's a niece, named Amber, and she lives over that next mountain. Like, you should go to school with her. And, you know, Izzy's like, no, I don't go to school. I'm homeschooled. And she's like, oh, she's about the same age as you. So Izzy remembers this. And so one day, while her mom's in town, she decides she's going to hike over there and see what's what, like, oh, to the other mountain. So she actually does go over to the other mountain, and she's watching this girl who's, like, sitting by this pool or whatever. And she decides that she's going to go over there and befriend her. So that's sort of where shit starts to go sideways. As I said, I don't want to spoil too much about this because it's a fairly new movie. It just came out last year. And Shudder just added it not too long ago, probably like a couple months back. I think they added this one. But yeah, if you like... They're not... Okay, so they're not exactly witches. They're kind of witches, but... I don't know. They're almost kind of like there's some demon shit as well. It's mostly witch, but you know, it's kind of like a new, well, it's a new monster basically. And it's called a hellbender, but it's very, very similar to a witch. The heart of the story is pretty much, as I said, it's like a coming of age story, but it's also, you know, in the sense that it's this daughter who is kind of like learning to grow up and like come into her own power, but she's also rebelling against her mom, who her mother has been trying to protect her all this time from her own power, like fearing that, you know, just like witchcraft, you can go either way, like good or evil. So she like doesn't want her daughter succumbing to you know, this lust for power and like becoming evil and stuff like that. So she's tried to protect her, and so has kept a lot of stuff from her. And so a lot of that is going on too, like where she's starting to question, maybe I should have told her all this stuff earlier so she could have like made her own decisions and stuff like that. So it's very much like that. It's basically, I mean, the where they shot this, I'm not entirely sure where they shot it. It looks like in the Pacific Northwest or Northern California or something like that somewhere. But like the, it's just gorgeous, like mountains and rocks and streams and everything like that. It's really, really beautiful. And it might be the same. I wanted to say that I haven't seen The Deeper You Dig in a while. I think we watched that like a year or two ago, and it might be the same house or the same place where they shot it. But now, I don't know. Now that I'm saying that, maybe not. But I'm kind of thinking that maybe they shoot stuff like right around where they live, I'm presuming. So this is probably right around where they live. But the cinematography is gorgeous, and I really, really like, I mean, it's low budget, but honestly, I didn't really find the special effects to be, I mean, I thought they were pretty good. There's like some CGI in there, like with monster faces and stuff. There's some gore, you know, with people getting fucked up and like, you know, guts and blood and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just thought it looked really good. And this was actually a pretty damn good movie. I really, really enjoyed it. I love stuff about witchcraft. And I just really liked this sort of like unique take on witchcraft. And I really liked the relationship between the mom and daughter, who, like I said, not only mom and daughter in the movie, but they're mom and daughter in real life. And I really do love that this family is just, I just think that's so cool. I think that's so cool that they know how to do everything. Like I said, they do, they can direct, they can edit, they can write music, they can, you know, they act, and they just make these movies like as a little collective. Oh, and I forgot to mention too that the girl that plays Amber, like the friend that Izzy goes to like to find the friend, that's Zelda's sister, you know what I mean? So there's other family members in this too, like playing all the different parts, like family members and friends. And I just think that's so awesome that they just like got together and they're like, we're gonna make movies, and they're good, and it's just like, it's really awesome. So I'm really, really glad that they're getting some attention, because I definitely think that independent filmmakers like this should be encouraged, especially when the stuff they're putting out is as good as this. I'm not sure if I liked this one or The Deeper You Dig better. This one is, it has like some of the same visual aesthetic to it. Like when they're doing witchcraft, for example, there'll be like these kind of like flashing, you know, kind of fucked up imagery and stuff like that. And that was kind of going on in The Deeper You Dig too. But The Deeper You Dig was a lot more surreal. This one is a lot more straightforward. It's not really all that complicated to figure out, whereas The Deeper You Dig was a lot more ambiguous. I don't know. They both had like some things to like recommend them. So it's kind of like they're similar, but they're very, very different stories. So they're both good. And if you haven't seen Deeper You Dig, you should check that one out too. But definitely check out Hellbender. It's on Shudder right now. That might be the only place you can see it. I'm not entirely sure, but definitely check it out if you like witchcraft movies. And like I said, you should definitely support independent filmmakers like this, because it's just really, really cool that we live in a time that's possible for people to do. And I just think it's cool that they all like, or they're all like a family and they work together and make movies. And that's like really rad. So anyway, if you've seen Hellbender, or if it sounds like a good movie, let me know your thoughts about it in the comments. And that will do it for this Flickers of Fear. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.